How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and man, oh, man, I got to start it out the way I want to today, Mike Wilson. And it is breakfast at Wimbledon time, baby, where we have Alcaraz and Joker going at it in the second set right now. Joker gets the first one 6-1. They're 6-6. It's 6-6 in the tiebreaker right now as they're switching sides. So obviously tennis on my mind today, Mike Wilson. Obviously some summer league action going on. We're coming on the close of that action. We got football literally right around the corner. We had the All-Star game just the other day. Man, oh man, we had my birthday on Thursday, for crying out loud, bro. It's been a great week, man. How you doing, bro?
I am doing very good, and I was going to wish you a happy birthday on the show today as well. You've joined the 50 Club. Not to give away your age, but you're in the same thing as me now. We're in our 50s, so we just got to, you know, do what we got to do just to keep going.
Hey, man, we're on what they call the back nine, as people like to say to me right now. Anyways, on the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter. Talk baseball. We may even talk a little hockey. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby. Keep it close.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and like I was saying to you on the open, Mike Wilson, Joker gets that first set 6-1. They were in the tiebreaker. It was 6-6 at the moment when we were talking on the open, and they were, you know, in that second set tiebreaker. Well, Alcaraz, the kid, gets it done. We officially have ourselves a really, really solid tennis match here for the championship at Wimbledon. So going to make me excited to be doing this radio show where we can keep people abreast of what the situation is while we're on the air. It's pretty cool stuff, to be honest with you. So amazing tennis, that second set. We'll get into that at some point. I did let you know via text, hour two, we will have the great Ari Wolf to talk to you about sports. So it will be awesome to talk to him, get him his take on this, what we're watching, and then obviously just whatever else, man, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, football, whatever, man. The dude's a wealth of knowledge. Speaking of wealth of knowledge, we've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, I believe. So, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I'm feeling a little bit better, okay? It was a big week for me, John. I joined Mike in that club, a very, very good club to be in, by the way, the 50s club. So, you know, as they say, I'm now on the back nine of my life. So I'm going to enjoy every day. I'm going to enjoy every step. I'm going to enjoy every minute, every hour, every week, every month. Can I keep going? I don't know. But every decade. So anyways, I haven't been that locked into Major League Baseball. Okay, we had the All-Star game, and if I were to tell both of you guys, I'm going to be straight and I'm going to be honest with you, I watched a movie instead of watching the All-Star game. I didn't see the home run stuff where Rodriguez was doing his thing, hitting 41 home runs. I missed all the action, but you know what? I think I'm finally ready to get into baseball. And what I've noticed, it's not like I'm not paying attention. I am, but I just haven't really engaged myself. I look at the standings. I check out the scores. I do that kind of stuff. And I am noticing a little bit of a trend that's happening in your American League East. And it's a good one for you. Really good one for you. The Toronto Blue Jays have woken up. They have really put together
a great string of baseball, and trust me, the Arizona Diamondbacks want nothing to do with them, right? So can you talk a little bit about how the Toronto Blue Jays have put themselves in the mix here? They're 7 games out. They're ahead of the Yankees now. You mentioned you didn't really necessarily know how Boston was doing it. I'm starting to agree with you, John, because they're starting to fall a little bit. The Yankees, man, I'm really confused. You got to help me here, because we keep saying, or I keep thinking in my head, like, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It hasn't come yet, but it is coming for the Toronto Blue Jays, and it is definitely coming for the Baltimore Orioles. And the Rays now, they really better – they got to get back to winning, man. Like, they've gone on such a skid that they've just let – the Baltimore Orioles and now the Toronto Blue Jays into this thing a lot more. Yankees are there, but on the outside looking in, because I just haven't seen them turn that corner. What's going on in this division, John?
Well, it's very competitive. And, you know, you talk about your interest in baseball waning a little bit from previous years. And I have to agree with you. I did not watch the All-Star game either. It's lost a lot of its glamour as far as I'm concerned, because those generic uniforms, to me, do not keep the tradition of the All-Star game. I always thought one of the great things about the baseball All-Star game were two great things. Were one, players wore their own uniforms, were proud to do it. Secondly, it was the only All-Star game that was close to a regular game. That now seems to have disappeared. So, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the home run. I happened to be out on Monday night, so I didn't watch the home run contest. I did see some of the highlights on the local sports reports, because Guerrero Jr. won the event. So I'm much like you. In terms of the Yankees, you know, I keep thinking the Yankees have a run in them, much the same way as we kept thinking the Dodgers had a run in them, and we have seen that run from the Dodgers in the last week to 10 days. They've actually caught the Diamondbacks. You talk about the Blue Jays catching fire. They have. I went to the game on Friday night against the Diamondbacks, and I was a little surprised at the Diamondbacks, knowing how well they had played all season and had found themselves in first place in that National League West for most of the year. I couldn't believe how sloppy they looked on Friday night. You know, there was I think it was the eighth inning. The Blue Jays got 5 runs to break open a 2-2 tie. And, you know, the carelessness from the Diamondbacks in terms of fielding and throwing and all kinds of other things, it just struck me as being very, very odd. And I kind of wondered how a team that was this careless had been in first place for so long. So maybe the heat from the Dodgers and maybe the pressure catching up to the Diamondbacks a little bit. And to your point, maybe they don't want to see an awful lot of the Blue Jays right now. Blue Jays starting to play some good baseball. It's still going to come down to pitching, and, you know, we all know that the Blue Jays have got great hitting. We haven't seen much of that hitting on a consistent basis. We've seen it come along periodically. When we've seen it come along, it's been for one or two games, or it's been one game where they've scored 8, 10, 12, 14 runs. Then the next game it dries up. So a lot of inconsistency with the Jays. That is going to have to change if they want to take a run at this thing. But they've got it down to 7 games now, and part of that is because of the way they've been playing. But as you mentioned, the Tampa Bay Rays have come back to the pack in the last couple of weeks. So I think we're in for some pretty exciting baseball the rest of the way in the American League East. Boston, 5 games over 500, 8-2 in their last 10. They're still in last place. What does that tell you about the division?
Yeah, very well said. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Good morning, John.
Morning, Mike.
You know, it's too bad we're talking about baseball right now, because yesterday, I met a former NHL player, and he still looked like he could, you know, check somebody right through the glass, and got to know his name and hear some stories. So I'll probably send you an email or something about this guy. He had some great Gretzky stories and Messier stories for me yesterday, so it was entertaining. But getting to the subject at hand, look, to me, you know, people are, like you said, Tampa Bay's coming back to the pack. We don't know what's going on. You know, who's going to win either Central Division in either league? Atlanta's really been the only team that's been pretty consistent all year, haven't they?
Yeah, pretty much so. most wins, fewest losses, therefore obviously the best percentage, and also the biggest lead at 9.5 games in Major League Baseball. We've talked about this before, and I think we've all agreed that Atlanta isn't quite the perfect team, but they are probably the closest thing to a perfect team in baseball right now. Well managed from a general manager's standpoint, well managed from the field with Brian Snitker, and they've got pitching, they've got defense, and they've got hitting. And when you've got that combination, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be in first place.
Well said, John Poulter. A professor of sports breaking down Major League Baseball. We've just gotten past the All-Star break. We're on that second half of the season. You know, that kind of makes me think about some things. And I normally go through the standings, but it's on my head at the moment, so I just kind of want to get your take. Give me some teams that you think might make a good move in the second half, and then some of those teams that are maybe fooling us a little bit, like are the Diamondbacks fooling us a little bit? I'm starting to kind of wonder a little bit because obviously they've hit a little bit of a skid here, and they're trailing the Dodgers by 2 games. And I know they've played great baseball and they've hung around. But who are some of the teams that you think might climb, and who are some of the teams that you think might fall?
Well, Texas still bothers me a little bit in terms of holding that lead. You know, they've obviously got a good record. It's a 38-31. That's not 38-31. Texas 54-39, a 3-game lead over the Astros, and I think the Astros have been hurt because of their injuries, and certainly with that starting rotation, which has taken a huge hit. I can kind of see Texas coming back to the pack, quite frankly. I just don't think they're as good as their full value for their record, but you know, one of the things I always look at is how a team plays against other teams that are over 500. And the Texas Rangers are 19-21 against teams that are over 500. So they've fattened up on the under 500 teams. They're 35-18 against the under 500 teams. We've talked many times about the fact that, you know, yes, it's great to get to the postseason, but when you get to the postseason, you're playing good teams every day. You're playing teams with good pitching every day. I'm not so sure if I was Texas, I'd be overly confident going into a postseason with a 2-game deficit in terms of over 500. I think I'd be a little bit concerned there. The Astros, similar comparison there. They're 18-23 in 41 games against teams that are over 500. So that's sort of what's keeping Texas ahead. I sort of see them coming back. I still think there's a run in the Cleveland Guardians, quite frankly, and we know that Central Division, in fact, both Central Divisions are wide open, and you know, it's almost a race to 500, and the first team to get over 500 and stay there is probably going to win that division. But you know, here are the Guardians, 2 games below 500, still only a game and a half out in first place in the American League Central. Your Brewers have made a nice little run in the last week. They're 7-3 in their last 10. All of a sudden, they've caught and passed the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds had that great winning streak about a month ago, and they've been playing reasonably well ever since, but I'm just not sure that Cincinnati is there for the long haul. I can kind of see them coming back to the pack a little bit. And that, you know, to go back to our original conversation, I think Baltimore has a real good chance to catch Tampa Bay. The way Baltimore's been playing, they're 8-2 in their last 10, 7 of those in a row. All of a sudden, that deficit behind Tampa Bay is only 2 games. So I think Baltimore has a chance to catch Tampa. In the West, we've talked about the Texas Rangers. In the Central, we've talked about the Brewers. We've talked about the Braves. We've talked about the Dodgers. I think we're looking at some pretty exciting races, and quite frankly, there's only one of them that in my mind is already off the table, and that's the National League East with that 9.5-game lead that the Braves have over the Marlins.
You know, we got to take a break, actually, but there's something that did catch my eye, and I was kind of going to bring it up. It's amazing. The New York Mets are 19.5 games out of first place. Like, come on, man. Can't make this stuff up, people. I know we got to take a break. I heard the music, so we'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll continue our conversation with John Poulter, a professor of sports. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. I haven't done this yet today. If you'd like, join the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who, by the way, you can catch on Twitter at 12 John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey. We also talk baseball, which is what we're doing right now. You know, I want to continue this. You talked about the Brewers for a moment there, and I agree with you. This both Centrals, like we've been saying all year, they're pretty lousy. What kind of a move can the Milwaukee Brewers make to kind of separate themselves from the rest of the pack potentially, John? We think they're getting by with their pitching, but ultimately, what is it going to take for my Milwaukee Brewers to separate themselves a little bit and make it so that they can get in the postseason? Because I truly believe you're going to have to win the division to make it in. I don't think they're going to have a good enough record if they don't win the division. So what do they need to do to get over the hump?
Well, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to get in unless they win the division. So that's got to be number one goal. I think they've got to go out and get themselves a bat. And whether it's a bat that comes in as a pinch hitter, to look at those situations late in the game where they need a key hit at a key time, or whether they need to get somebody in the middle of that lineup to drive in a few more runs and maybe push one of the guys that's currently starting to the bench to fill that bench role. You look at a team in first place, and 9 games over 500, winners of 3 in a row, 7-3 in their last 10, but here to me is a real telltale factor. They're leading the division, but they're still a -9 in run differential. 388 runs scored, 397 runs given up. You've talked about the pitching. I don't think the pitching is the problem. I think they need another bat. And that division is so mediocre that the first team that makes a move and makes a good move in terms of strengthening their team, I think puts themselves in the driver's seat. If I was the Brewers, that's what I'd be going to look for. You can never have enough hitting. You can never have enough pitching. And, you know, what's usually going to happen in these tight races is a team goes out and gets somebody, then the next team goes out and gets their guy, and then the third team goes out and gets their guy, and so on, because everybody has to match what the opposition is doing. So if I was the Brewers, I'd be looking at getting a bat, and I'd be looking at getting the bat before the trade deadline so that you're not caught up in that mad rush where there's all these players on the market and everybody's willing to overpay. I think I'd be going out and looking at doing that deal now if I was running the Brewers.
John, I mean, Andy kind of led into what my question was, you know, trade deadline, deals, all that. What can Milwaukee do? What can these other teams do? Here's a team that, you know, I've been just thinking about that has a huge payroll, and I still wonder where they're getting their money from, but they're not getting the results that they want. And that's the Padres. That's San Diego Padres. They have so much money tied up in so many guys. Do you see them maybe wanting to unload one of those huge contracts? And if so, would there be a taker?
Well, that's an interesting question, because we've talked about this last year when they made all of those deals, that we kind of wondered, you know, what the end result with this was going to be. And quite frankly, they've gone out and got a tremendous number of great players. But I think what they have there is a bunch of individuals. I don't really think they have a team. And it looks great on paper, but I just, for whatever reason, to use that old word chemistry, I don't think the chemistry is there. I saw an article either yesterday or the day before where there was talk that maybe the Yankees would be interested in Juan Soto. And if that's the case, the Padres would certainly be looking to get a huge return on that deal. He's just one of the names in San Diego that to me might be available. I'm not sure about who has no trade, no movement clauses, or anything along those lines. But they got an awful lot of guys tied up for an awful long time for an awful lot of money. And the results just aren't there. I think something is going to have to be done. Just how many of those contracts are, A, available to trade, and B, willing for somebody else to take them on with that term left and those dollars left, is another interesting story. But we know that the Yankees have always been willing to write a check, so maybe there's some truth or some strength to the Soto to the Yankees deal. Obviously, the Padres would be looking for prospects back as opposed to other players, because they wouldn't want to be taking on any more payroll. I think that's going to be an interesting move. But, you know, I look at the Padres. They've been struggling to get to 500 all year. They're 10 games out. We're getting to that stage now where when you're 10 games out, you're going to have to play some really good baseball to catch somebody. And I've always worked on the theory that if you're 10 games back and you've got 10 weeks to catch them, you can gain a game a week on somebody, and that's not an unreasonable target. But, you know, once you get 10 games back going into August, I think you've got to play some awfully good baseball, and they've got 3 good teams ahead of them in terms of the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Giants. So I think there's a big problem in San Diego, quite frankly, and I have for some time.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. All right, final question for you, John, for the day, because we're up against it. Looking at the season so far, what's the best story to you, and what is the worst story to you? I mean, decent things to choose from, to be honest with you. So, yep. In your opinion, what's the best and what's the worst?
Well, I think the best is probably a tie between the numbers the Baltimore Orioles have put up and the numbers that the Arizona Diamondbacks have put up. I probably lean towards Baltimore because they seem to be continuing to do it, as we've discussed, and the Diamondbacks seem to be falling back a little bit. I think those are the success stories. to me, the biggest disappointment is the performance of the St. Louis Cardinals. I thought that was a very good team. We've talked about the fact that that's a very weak division, and all of a sudden we find the Cardinals 14 games below 500 in last place, 11 and a half games out. I'm shocked to see them there. That's not their normal position. There's a lot more talent on that team than a last place team, so they would have to be the biggest disappointment in my book, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Orioles being one of my big surprises and one of the best things that I'm seeing. The Marlins is another one for me. And then, obviously, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mike, what say you?
I would say, you know, the worst for me would probably have to be, you know, what John said in terms of St. Louis. But you got to put the Mets in there as the worst story and expectations and the whole thing. You know, and the best, you know what, Andy, I'm going to go with you and those Orioles. That's a great story. But, heck, right here in town, who expected the Arizona Diamondbacks to be in first place or, you know, at least challenging the Dodgers like they have all year? So that's a pretty good story locally. I have to admit that.
No, I agree. All around, some good stuff from all of us and in general. John, we appreciate you. I know we're up against it. I hear the music as it's coming right now. Have a wonderful day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, when it makes sense, we obviously talk hockey, but we talk baseball as well. Guys, a wealth of knowledge. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll give you an update on what's happening with Joker Alcaraz, and then Mike and I, maybe some NBA hoops, brother. So get ready. Buckle up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Everybody, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us, people. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Joker's got some real problems ahead of him right now, Mike Wilson.
Yeah,
I'm a
big
Joker fan, and as you know, gets that first set pretty easily, 6-1. Goes down in the second set, 7-6 in the tiebreaker. Now trailing 3-1 in the third set. Does have his ad after a nice serve and forehand up the line. But I'll tell you what, Alcaraz has given this guy everything we could have imagined. I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I was expecting this to be one hell of a dogfight, if you will, a really good tennis match with a lot at stake, obviously. You know, Alcaraz, the young guy, trying to, you know, get there and put a name out there for himself, and Joker just continuing to try and cement his spot in the history books, you know. So it's like really, really cool, and I'm a Joker guy, so I want to see him get it done. But at the end of the day, man, this is how legends are made, and Alcaraz is definitely a kid that we're going to have to be watching for many, many years to come. All right, man, I want to get into the NBA with you a little bit, because nothing has happened with Dame Time, and I'm kind of wondering, as this situation progresses, what does that do to the Portland Trailblazer organization? What does that do to Dame? Do they start having a little resentment toward each other? Like, that's kind of where my head would be. What are your thoughts? If not dealt relatively soon, it sounds like the Portland Trail Blazers are more than willing to ride this thing out. And you know what? I think they should, Mike. So what kind of a working situation, what kind of a working environment is this going to be if Dame doesn't get moved in a timely fashion?
Look, you know, as much as people want to say that, you know, you got to do right by Dame, right? We've heard that since all this kind of came out. Portland has to do right by Dame. Well, okay, there is a portion of that I understand and I get what he's done for that community there in Portland. But at the same time, the Portland, you know, the people that are in charge in Portland have to do what's best for the organization moving forward and not just capitulate to Dame's wanting to be traded, whether that's to Miami or Boston or the Clippers or, you know, any other team that's been mentioned. They have to do right what is right for them. And I think I mentioned this on last week's show or the week before. To me, Portland has the leverage because Dame does not have a no-trade clause. He can't just sit there and go, yeah, no, I'm not going to go to the Clippers. No, I'm not going to go to Boston. You know, he's going to have to go where Portland gets that best deal. And to your point, is this going to create maybe some resentment on either side or both sides. It could. It certainly could. I'm of the mindset that this if it's going to get done, we're looking at the trade deadline during the regular season. Portland's just not going to sit there and go, oh, okay, we'll take draft picks and Tyler Hero. No. Okay. Tyler Hero is not going to get this deal done. I'm sorry. Portland already has, and I've mentioned this till I'm blue in the face, Portland already has a young core of guards. They do. Tyler Hero does nothing for them. Tyler Hero has been injured. I'm not taking some guy that's had a broken wrist or hand problems and other injury problems in exchange for Damian Lillard. Like, there's no way in hell I'm doing that. So if Portland's going to kind of stick to their guns, yeah, this could create some resentment on both sides. But at the same time, I'm with the organization on this one. I'm not just selling him for pennies on the dollar. I'm going to get back a package that is going to benefit the Portland Trailblazers not only this year, but 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years down the line.
Yeah, here's where I have a problem with how they're going to be able to move Dame in general. When we're talking about the dollar amounts that dude is making,
right?
And when he's making them in 24 and 25 or whatever it is, he's pretty old, my friend. I think that to me is the biggest issue with how to move and move on from Dame, because you know what the guy gives you on the floor. He's great. We know that he's spectacular. But he's also, you know, past 30 by a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and so 35, I don't know. It's one of those weird things where I'm just saying to myself, I think that there's a few factors, obviously, that are controlling a lot of this. But I do think the money that he's going to be making, how late in his career, I think that has something to do with maybe or maybe not being moved yet. And even though a guy desires something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. So,
right.
I agree. I think Portland needs to, they need to win this deal. Like, I'm sorry, but that, like, we have winners and losers, right? I think they need to win this deal. And how do you win this deal? I think you win the deal, but by getting a bunch of future draft picks. So whoever can come to the table with a bunch of draft picks for them, and then a player or two potentially, I think that's the best shot for getting Dame Lillard. I really do. And you mentioned Boston. You know, I keep feeling like they may have something up their sleeve. Like, the Knicks might have something up their sleeve. You mentioned how Portland has a logjam of, you know, those guard-like guys, right? Well, so do the Knicks, right? The Knicks have a ton, man.
Right.
For a long time, we were talking about the Knicks having the best 6'4" and under team. there are teams that I do believe could make a push, but I just wonder who's going to wind up winning the deal with Dame Lillard. Does Dame Lillard win the deal, or do the organizations that are dealing for him and him win? So I think Portland's got to win this deal. That's what I'm trying to say. They need to win this deal. They need to get a bunch of picks. They need to get a player or two that'll make you kind of forget about Dame. And I don't think it's about making Dame Lillard happy. Like, I hear you loud and clear on that.
Right.
I don't feel bad for NBA basketball players, man. You know, I was watching Charles on ESPN the other day. I think they were talking to him about, you know, things that we're talking about now, Dame and some other situations. You know, Zion Williams was another one, right? Like, Zion Williamson, this guy, it doesn't make sense that he doesn't want to trim down, does it? Okay, and you know, Charles, I'm sorry, but again, like, people want to get on Charles for getting on guys. Well, do people forget Charles was a big dude? Charles was overweight, And you know what? Charles had Moses Malone and Dr. J and Andrew Tony and Mo Cheeks and guys like that saying, bro, you're wasting your talent. You're wasting your body, man. Like, go out there and do something for yourself. And what did Charles do? Charles trimmed down, right? He got totally trimmed down, and he became the round mound of rebound. I mean, the dude had a really, really good, an unbelievable Hall of Fame NBA career. So when I hear guys like Zion, you know, taking the high road and on a I can't remember, I forget whose show it was, but like he was talking about, like, I don't need to change my habits. Dude, like, look at you. You're 285 pounds on a 6'6" frame. Like, come on, man. And Charles was talking about how he was motivated, and that, dude, let's put this in perspective, right? Like, these guys need to be motivated, Mike, for $50 freaking million a year. Those dudes were motivated for $1 million a year. Come on now. Take pride in yourself, Zion, right? Like, the message is loud and clear. And when guys today can't handle a dude like Charles getting on them, oh, my God. Something is wrong with that individual, because you know what? Charles was you. Charles was out of shape. Charles was a kid who thought he knew everything. Well, look now. Now he's giving advice to those young kids.
Right.
Life works like that, Mike. Yeah. Like, right? It works like that. We go full spectrum with things. Now, you're making me think about this. I'm in my 50s now, man. Right? I have more experience. So when I tell somebody who's 20 something, why in the hell wouldn't they listen to me, right?
Right. It's one of the it's one of those things with age comes wisdom, right? I mean, you just finished saying that. And personally, I think these players that get upset with Charles Barkley getting on them and telling them, you know, what reality kind of is for them if they don't change their ways, is perfect. And that's what Barkley gets paid to do. But Barkley's always been that way. He's been a guy that doesn't give a you-know-what about what people think or say about him. But back in the day, like you said, he had Moses Malone, Mo Cheeks, Andrew Tony, Dr. J just going, you are an incredible talent, but you're gonna eat too many cheesesteaks out there in Philly. Like, you got to get this under control. And I think personally, Barkley should go down to New Orleans or track down where Zion is and just give him the harsh reality. Like, look, dude,
here's
overweight.
The harsh reality. You want the harsh reality, Mike? The harsh reality is this. These guys today are making way too much money not to take care of their body. They can afford to get himself his own damn chef. He could put the guy in his house, for crying out loud. He could have this guy 24/7. Like, come on, man.
A
like,
chef
honestly.
And a trainer. Yep.
Yeah, honestly, I think that there's so much more to it today. You look at guys like okay, now we're going to go full spectrum with this, and I know we're up against it. We're going to hear the music in a moment. Look. Novak Djokovic, Tom Brady, LeBron freaking James. Like, what do these guys do better than anybody? They care about their body better than anybody, Mike. Like, it's obvious. These guys want to go out there and they want to be the best at what they do. So when you're not trying to do that for yourself, you're part of the problem. Zion, Chuck is trying to help you. The world is trying to help you. And you know what? You're doing it for $50 freaking million a year, man. Get with the program. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. I am extremely fired up this morning. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores. Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and man, oh man, Mike, this is like insane what I'm watching here with Alcaraz and Joker. Novak Djokovic has been serving this game for, I'm going to say now, 23 minutes plus. It's one game we're talking about. Like, think about the focus. Think about the dedication. Think about the desire to just stay in this thing mentally. It's kind of insane. One game is taking 25 or so minutes, or very close. Joker is really up against it. Down 3-1. Add to Alcaraz. We're in the third set, one set apiece. The game duration, they're showing it right now, it's 22 minutes and 48 seconds, and the clock is running. So you're looking at a 23-minute game at least. If it goes to deuce one more time, you're going to be looking at another one. Yes, and it is. We're at deuce. This is going to be a 25-minute game. I'm kind of wondering what the longest game in the history of the game is. Like, I think that sooner or later, they're going to wind up putting that up here. If this game keeps going. So we got that to look forward to in hour two, my friend. We also have Ari Wolf, American sports broadcaster, American sportscaster, coming on with us. Obviously, we know his work on the Tennis Channel. We know his work on the NFL Network. We know his work from ESPN to Stadium Networks. The guy's all over the map. And I actually think he's an Alcaraz guy, and I'm a Joker guy. So I think this is going to be kind of a fun conversation with him in about 10, 12, 15 minutes or so. But anyway, hour one is in the books, my friend.
Anything?
What?
Well, you kind of
I guess we'll
out
take
on
a break.
A little bit. Yep.
No, yeah, the music kind of drowned you out. Anything you got to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour?
Besides this great match that we're watching at Wimbledon, nope.
All right, man. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap about the sports world. And like I said, we'll have the great Ari Wolf to talk about sports. I can't wait. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Flash flooding caused by heavy rain in the Philadelphia area has taken three lives. Four others remain missing. Fire Chief Tim Brewer says crews are looking for any survivors and assessing the damages.
Flash flood is over. We have assets in the creek. Search and rescue are physically walking the creek banks and in the creek were accessible.
The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours last night. Showers and thunderstorms are expected today with another 2 inches of rain. Meanwhile, no relief in sight for more than 80 million Americans who are in a whole different situation. Another day under heat advisories. John Schaefer is sticking it out in Vegas.
That heat wave that's baking much of the country isn't going away anytime soon.
We're looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, still looking at so many triple digits. Phoenix 116 on Monday, 115 on Tuesday, Wednesday 115.
Meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Las Vegas could set a record on Sunday, hitting 117 or higher. Even places like Salt Lake City have been hitting triple digits. The current heat wave temperatures are about 10 to 20 degrees above the norm for this time of year.
A manhunt continues in Georgia for a suspect accused of shooting four people to death about 30 miles south of Atlanta. Authorities say Andre Longmore, who is in his mid-50s, should be considered armed and dangerous. He's wanted in Saturday morning shooting in the town of Hampton. United Airlines has reached a labor agreement with its unionized pilots.
Earlier this year, the union rejected an offer made by United and threatened to strike unless pilots received their higher wages. On Saturday, the airline announced pilots will get a significant 40% pay raise in the new four-year contract. Keeping airline pilots in the air is key, as officials believe the U.S. is short about 10,000 pilots, with the shortage expected to last for the next few years. I'm Jim Forbes.
USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
After nearly 8 months, a Northern California woman has been released by her captors in Mexico.
The FBI says Monica De Leon Barba was freed Friday night. She was kidnapped in late November. The Bureau, along with California and Mexican authorities, spent the last 8 months trying to find her. No word on why her captor singled her out or released her. Barba reunited with her family in San Mateo. I'm Phil Farrar.
Two IRS whistleblowers are set to testify before Congress this week about the Justice Department's handling of the Hunter Biden investigation. More from Brian Shook.
IRS
IRS investigator Gary Shapley and a second unnamed individual will appear before the House Oversight Committee Wednesday. Shapley told lawmakers the president's son received preferential treatment in his tax and gun case and claimed DOJ officials refused to follow evidence that may have implicated President Biden. Hunter Biden last month reached a plea deal with prosecutors that would require guilty pleas on two misdemeanor tax charges.
Have an unclaimed tax refund from 2019. You and about 1.5 million taxpayers have just another day to claim it. The IRS says nearly $1.5 billion in refunds remain unclaimed from 2019. Returns must be filed on paper and postmarked by Monday. There's a 3-month window to claim tax refunds, which was delayed in 2020 due to the pandemic. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world, as always. All-Star Game is come and gone. Major League Baseball in the second half officially. We have NBA hoops happening, Summer League style. We have golf to talk about. We've got Wimbledon to talk about, where Novak Djokovic is definitely struggling against the young Carlos Alcaraz, who looks absolutely fantastic in set number three. And looks like he'll take a 2-1 set lead at this moment in time, or very close. We saw a almost 27-minute game that Novak did not pull out. I really think that is a key moment in this match. We shall see if Novak can return from something so dramatic and so overwhelming, Mike, to be honest with you. What a crazy game not to get on the right side of. Insane.
No, absolutely insane. And I'm just making an observation. Obviously, I'm not the tennis guy you are, but Joker's body language is horrible right now. Like, he just doesn't look like he wants to be there.
All right. So with that being said, he's the greatest athlete, mentally tough style. If there's anybody that can turn it around, it is. It's Novak Djokovic, and I think he's already moved on to set number four is what you're really seeing. I don't think he's cashed it in, per se.
Yeah.
Keep it close, everybody, on the other side to talk about this and a whole heck of a lot more. Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, baby. Keep it close.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world, as we know. We've got a great one I'm watching on TV, and we're giving you a little bit of play-by-play here and there. It's obviously breakfast at Wimbledon, Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic going at it, trying to get his 24th. And I'll tell you what, this kid is not going to make it easy on him. And to speak to us about it and maybe some other things as well, none other than Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You can see this guy literally all over the map, ESPN, Stadium Networks, Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Networks, NBC Sports, and most importantly for this one right now, the Tennis Channel, baby. Good morning, Ari. How are you, brother?
How we doing, gentlemen? What a great breakfast at Wimbledon. I'm glad that we're not talking during the fifth game of the third set, which took 27 minutes. I think I would have been very stressed out watching what I think was one of the most incredible single games of tennis I've ever seen. But nice to chat with you at the beginning of the fourth set instead.
Yeah, absolutely. That was crazy. And you and I have been texting a little bit back and forth throughout the match here as I've been doing the show. And I just think that was one of the most unbelievable games that I've ever seen, to be honest with you, in a tennis match. And it brings me to my point. If there is a guy that is mentally tough enough to rebound from something like that, we have to agree on this. It's got to be Novak Djokovic, right? Like, if there there is a guy that could come back from losing a game like that at that moment in time, it's got to be Novak, yes or no?
Yes. I mean, Novak has a level of toughness both mentally and physically. He, in these biggest moments, if you just think back to the incredible Wimbledon final where he beat Roger Federer, it felt like Federer was the better player for literally the entire match. But Djokovic won the biggest points at the biggest moments. If you're a Djokovic fan, I think you got to still feel good. But if you are a tennis fan, this is great for tennis. Because there, even if Djokovic comes back, this is now a stage for people to see that Alcaraz is the real deal. It's not that he won the U.S. Open with no Novak Djokovic there. They're both here. They're going toe-to-toe. And at the moment, the youngster's gotten the better of him, but I would not count Novak out. Will Alcaraz be able to cross the finish line? We talk about it so much in Tennis Channel. It's one thing to be up in a huge match. It's another to finish it out, to get across the finish line. So I'm expecting plenty more drama, but I think this is a wonderful showcase for tennis. Is when we see the changing of the guard, you always hope there's an overlap where the older player is still at his peak and the younger player is at his peak. So you can, you know, 20 years, you and I will be talking on one of your shows, and we'll be talking about this match. So I think this is really a beautiful thing to see both of them at the top of their game playing this level tennis in a Wimbledon final. It's off the charts for me. This, even through three sets, this has already been one of the most entertaining finals of Wimbledon I've seen in my life.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike, jump in.
No, Ari, good to talk to you again, man. You know, I'm sitting here as a kind of a tennis layman between the three of us, but I'm looking, you know, at the end of that second set, I think Andy alluded to it before we went to break. You know, the body language, you know, on Joker was just bad to me, but maybe mentally he'd already pushed on to the third set. What's he going to have to do? Or fourth set, excuse me, my bad. What's he going to have to do to overcome this one set deficit and get this thing tied up and go to probably a phenomenal fifth set if that's where we're going?
Well, Mike, great to talk to you as well. I think one of the things you have to remember with tennis is it can change so fast. I mean, if you guys are watching in real time, I mean, it's love 30 in the opening game. If Djokovic gets a break early in this set, I think then he's got to feel good about everything. What he didn't want, if you're a Djokovic fan or you're Djokovic, you didn't want the end of that last set to snowball and have an effect. But it looks like he's dialed in at the start of this set. But momentum can change so quickly. I mean, an early break is served for Djokovic, and I think he's going to be feeling a much more of a sense of relief and comfort. But right now, you know, if you're watching the match, Alcaraz has been the better player since the start of the second set. And I think that in and of itself is stunning because, you know, I think we have a tendency with the legends to make them, you know, they're immortal. And look, people lose these incredible matches. And, you know, I think Djokovic has got a real shot, but, you know, maybe this is the first guy playing him that really believes that he can win. I mean, Roger Federer was my all-time favorite player, but I felt like in the biggest moments, Roger didn't come up with his best tennis against Novak. I don't think Alcaraz has enough scar tissue yet in his career to play with fear. But look, we're gonna have to wait and see. The best part is going to be a ton of fun to watch. But we are seeing, I think, an incredible moment in tennis. We know Djokovic is still arguably the best player in the world today. He will go down statistically as the GOAT, no doubt about it. But we may be seeing right now a guy who I think is going to be a little like Roger Federer. I expect Alcaraz to be beloved all over the world because his playing style is so fun, and he also exudes so much joy on the court. It hasn't taken very long for the world to fall in love with Carlos Alcaraz, but these next couple of sets will certainly be defining moments for both these guys.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're obviously talking Wimbledon at this moment in time. Can watch him on the Tennis Channel as well. You know, I kind of want to put this in perspective because I feel like I hear what you're saying, and it's registering with me. Novak Djokovic is the last man standing, if you really think about it, when we're talking about Rafa, Roger, and him. And I know that Rafa's got his year that he's going to go on and all that. But there is going to be a changing of the guard at some point in time. And my question is more about whether you think the game is in good hands moving forward, or if we're really going to miss those great matchups that we used to have with Roger and Rafa and Novak. Like, who is the next class that can fill that void for us if those guys are no longer there, Ari?
Well, I know what tennis thinks is going to happen, whether it materialize, you know, so many factors go into it. You know, can your body maintain the discipline and the desire to play year after year? But the three guys I look at, it's Alcaraz at the top, and then I've got Holger Rune and Jannik Sinner right there behind him. So to say that they're going to be the next big three, I'm not going to go there. But I think that the talent is there, and they seem to have separated themselves from their peers. But at this point, the way Alcaraz beat Rune, you know, that said a lot to me. I thought that was like a defining moment for both those guys early in their career. Who's going to be the alpha in this relationship? And at least on a grass court at Wimbledon, Alcaraz was clearly the alpha against Rune. But those are the guys, I think, and look, how much Rafa, Roger, and Novak have been loved, even if these other three young Thundercats have incredible careers, they may never be loved the way those guys were. They're you know, look, let's not be naive or be too much in the moment. The love that tennis fans have for Roger and Rafa is unlike anything I've ever seen. So I don't know if we're ever going to reach the heights of the amount of people watching the matches or the interest in it because of those guys. But I think in terms of the tennis, you know, Alcaraz is already showing us he's a new age kind of player, right? His fast twitch muscles and his burst, he has a level of athleticism out there that is just extraordinary to watch. So I think that we're in good hands for the next generation. But guys, I think we got spoiled for so long. I think it's going to be really, really hard to try to replicate another big three. But I do think Rune, Sinner, and Alcaraz is a great starting point for the next generation of the best players in the men's game.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're obviously talking Wimbledon. We're talking, more importantly, Novak Djokovic, Alcaraz here in the final, as the match is, it's definitely on the way of going toward Alcaraz at this moment in time, if you ask me. I think Novak really definitely needs to turn things around to a certain degree. I hear the music. We're going to take a break, Ari. We'll come back, continue rapping. I kind of want to get at you a little bit about the next big three that you were mentioning, or potentially. I feel there's a big difference in what we've seen from the past and what we're seeing from the future, and I'll make more sense of that on the other side. We're talking to Ari Wolf.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, we're talking to Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are lucky enough to be talking to Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, who you can see all over the place, ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Networks, dudes all over the map, and we're lucky and very fortunate to be talking to him about what we're seeing on TV at this moment in time. Breakfast at Wimbledon with Novak Djokovic and Alcaraz. It's been a really, really amazing match thus far. I made a statement to you as we were going to the break, and you were talking about the next generation. I was kind of asking you about that, setting that up a little bit. And my point about the next generation is this: will they have the desire, number one, first and foremost, to want to play as long as guys like Novak, Rafa, and Roger? Like, because the money is so much these days, these guys are making a lot more endorsements, this, that, and the other. Will they have the desire to want to play for 20 years or something along those lines? That's my first question. And then my next question to you is, because I watch, obviously, like you, and I feel like I'm a student of the game, and I have wisdom and knowledge that some people don't, because I also play the game at a pretty decent level. Will these guys, like, the thing I see that's so much different in today's game versus what we were accustomed to, Ari, they don't hit the ball in the court nearly as much. And nowadays, the average rally is like 3 or 4 shots, something along those lines. Like, are we past the days of really seeing those Iron Men situations? I mean, you can sort of still say it because these guys are back there punching from the baseline. But you know as well as I do, styles have changed. It used to be serve and volley. Now it's just sit back and gunsling from the baseline and run your opponent around and wear them out and tire them out and those kinds of ways. I just feel like the difference between styles could make the game challenging moving forward. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, let's do the two parts. We'll go with number one. A lot of factors will go into the longevity, right? Injuries will play a factor.
Yes.
One of the things that I think will aid players today is sports science is so good. And because, as you mentioned, the money's so good, you know, you're flying private and you've got your whole team of people with you, and you can afford to do it indefinitely because the amount of money in the game is staggering at this point. So I do think in terms of your nutrition, having you know, all those things covered, and having, you know, I think they said Djokovic has 2 physios with him for this tournament. So the resources, I think, will enable the body to hold up, but will the mind hold up? Do you want to play for 20 years? I know for some players, you know, it ends for them. I mean, Andy Roddick retired at such a young age. I thought we were going to see another 5 or 6 years of Roddick. So in that sense, I think it's hard to gauge that. But I want to point out something about the styles of the game. Remember, the styles adjust based, I think, a lot on the equipment and other things. Think back to watching John McEnroe play.
he didn't hit a lot of long rallies, right? He wanted to shorten every point. If he was in the return game, he was looking to chip and charge.
Yep.
So styles evolve. I think we saw such great all-around play from those big three that the standard is just so high. But I don't have a problem with the way the game is being played. And another thing, there are two other factors you got to consider, is the racket technology and, even more importantly, the string technology. Now you can basically swing your racket like a baseball bat and generate enough spin to keep the ball in the court. So I think it pays to be aggressive. But, you know, as technology advances in all facets of our life, tennis is no exception. I think the technology has made the game change a little bit. And will we see Ironman rallies? I think you will. In certain matches, I mean, if you watch a Medvedev match, you're bound to see a lot of the rallies be more than 10-shot rallies. So I think at the top of the sport with the young guys, you don't see Alcaraz looking to want to play a lot of long points. And if he is the guy we're looking to, how he plays may define the era. But I think, yeah, the longevity, I think, is hard to guess. And will there be other rivals to keep an Alcaraz or Rune or Sinner engaged for as long? And those guys, keep in mind, are much closer in age than Fed was with Djokovic. I mean, Djokovic is 36, Fed's 41. I mean, that's a five-year difference. These other young guys are closer in age. So lots of things will go into it. I personally am enjoying the style of tennis that's being played now, but you know, different eras call for different things. I also miss Johnny Mack chipping and charging on a second serve return. But I think the game's in good hands. I think we always worry at the end of generations who will be that next transcendent talent that, you know, goes beyond the tennis fan. I think on the women's side, we're still very much searching for that. But I think Alcaraz has a chance to break through and be the kind of international star that will bring people who aren't tennis fans into the game.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf. Mike, I'm going to let you jump in. I just want to make a statement, and I know you got something. Look, I to me, the biggest problem that I see, and I don't know if I made it clear enough, when I was talking about Roger, when I was talking about Rafa, and I was talking about Novak, I felt like any one of those three guys could win if they were playing each other on any given moment. And to your point about this next generation, I feel like Carlos Alcaraz is running circles around Rune and these other guys. Like, this is a guy that he came up with, like you're saying. They used to be doubles partners. And he just really, really made him look ordinary. Like, these are two ordinary guys. One guy was being extraordinary and one guy was pretty ordinary. So I think, to me, that's the biggest problem with the next generation, is the gap between the talent. Whereas with Roger, Rafa, and Novak, at any moment in time, any one of those guys could have won a tournament, and they obviously did. They dominated between those three guys for like the last 20 years. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, I think I just saw something I wasn't planning on seeing. That's Michael Irvin at Wimbledon there. you talked about the women's game just a little bit. Look, Ari, we just had an unseeded player win Wimbledon on the women's side. Talk to me a little bit more about the game of the women and how that's kind of shaping up.
Iga Swiatek is the clear world number one. When she's out on a grass court, she's going to be favored in every match she plays. There's zero doubt about that. But I think the question then is, will she have a great rival? And there's some potential out there. I think Aryna Sabalenka has the game, and her style is so different from Iga. I think we do have a bit of a budding rivalry there. I think Elena Rybakina has a great game, but she doesn't exude much personality on court. So, again, I'm always looking as not just a fan of tennis, but thinking about ratings and interest. And I really feel like for the women's game, their best-case scenario, given the talent that's out there, if you're an American tennis fan, is you got to have Coco Gauff meet the potential we all know she has. Because right now, Coco, I think it's fair to say, is underachieving this year. So I think she could be a catalyst for a renaissance of interest in the women's game. And I think Jessie Pegula is a great player who's got a lot of game, but I don't think she has that crossover appeal that Coco has. So I think women's tennis would love Coco to emerge. But there are some great players. I think that there's enough parity in the women's game, certainly at Wimbledon. I think every year we could consistently see different winners. But I think at Roland Garros for the foreseeable future, it's going to be Iga Swiatek and everybody else. She's as much of a favorite to win at Roland Garros as Djokovic was coming into Wimbledon. So I do think that women's tennis could use another star, somebody to make that leap. And I have my fingers crossed in the end it'll be Coco Gauff.
That is the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Hey, got to do this, man. I want to shift gears with you for a quick moment because we're up against it. And I know this is something you're extremely passionate about as well. NFL football, man, it's right around the corner. This is your time to start doing your thing with the Kansas City Chiefs. How stoked are you for NFL football this year?
I'm so stoked. I mean, I feel like it's the best time of year. It's my favorite time of year, you know, to get on the ground at training camp, really sort of get in there in the trenches. You see the work that not just the players, but the coaches, the staffs put in. Because, you know, most fans don't start paying attention till week one, but the grind of training camp, and I think Andy Reid is unique in that his training camps within the new rules of the CBA is as hard on players as any of any team. He's super old school. And if you look at Kansas City Chiefs' record in week one with Andy Reid, they're flawless. It's because they play their starters in the preseason. They've been the exact opposite of what the Packers have done, and we've seen what the Packers have done in week one the past couple years. I'm very curious. I really want to know whether Coach LaFleur and the Packers are going to play Jordan Love more in the preseason to try to avoid the slow start.
Very true. Very true. So who's the biggest competitor to your Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I think the AFC is loaded, right? I think you got to consider Cincinnati. You got to consider Buffalo. I think given their quarterback play, they're right there. I think a lot of people think there's going to be, you know, a renaissance for Russell Wilson and Denver. I'm not necessarily buying into that. Look, if you guys want to go back 12 months, everyone was saying that the Chiefs' time at the top was over, that the AFC West was the best division in football. You know, between Justin Herbert and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, that it was going to be, you know, and Derek Carr, throw him in. Well, look, it didn't play out that way, did it? The rest of the division, frankly, wasn't even very good. So it's early in the year. I'm curious what's going to motivate teams heading into this year. For the Chiefs last year, it was to tell everybody, we're still the champs. We're still the best team in the AFC. Well, I think that everyone is now on their bandwagon as though it's Kansas City and everybody else. But I think the AFC is absolutely loaded. If I was a free agent quarterback this last offseason, I would have signed in the NFC, not the AFC. I think Aaron Rodgers has jumped into a really challenging situation with the Jets. But it should make Hard Knocks and the season a lot of fun.
Hey, agree, Ari. Awesome stuff as always, my friend. Have a great day, and we'll catch up very soon.
All right, take care, fellas.
Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Dude is freaking awesome. We love having that guy. Absolutely amazing stuff from Ari. We got to take a break. Mike and I will be back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You can call me Andy Dorf. You can get at us, by the way, too. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got a real fourth set ahead of us, and Novak once again just having to grind it out on his service game here. I don't know if we got another 27-minute game, but we do have another deuce game going, and it is 2-1 in the fourth set right now. Alcaraz on top, and he also leads 2-1. So looking very daunting, looking challenging, but again, if there's a guy in this world that can do something along these lines, I'm telling you right now, it's the one and only Novak Djokovic, but we'll see. All right, Mike, we started going down that road of talking a little NFL football. So if you want to go back that way, we can. If you want to go to the NBA, we can. If you want to talk Major League Baseball, we can do that. If you want to continue having me bore you with my tennis knowledge, we can do that too. So where do you want to go, bro?
Well, I'm so engrossed in this Wimbledon match. This is crazy. I mean, Joker just hit just a wicked forehand winner to tie it up at 2-2. But hey, look, we got
NFL. That was amazing.
Right,
you know, you're a little ahead of me, so I just saw that. That was a beautiful inside out forehand that he just opened up the court and bam. Yeah, great point. Good call, buddy. Hey, at least you know what's a good shot and what's not a good shot in tennis, so I like that.
Oh, hey, look, I've watched enough tennis in my life. I kind of have an idea, but, you know, I'm not like you and Ari Wolf and the aficionados in this sport, so it's all good. But let's talk some NFL. Look, we got the season right ahead of us. It's right around the corner. I know we've talked about, you know, different things the past few weeks, but what are you looking forward to as this new season slowly but surely gets underway?
Well, obviously, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, so I was so ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers for like the last, not even joking, 2 years, maybe, like something along those lines.
Right.
So I think the time has come, it's been passed, and everything that I'm hearing out of Green Bay so far is the guys are really, really happy with Jordan, and the guys will go to war for Jordan. The guys will do anything possible for Jordan is kind of what I'm hearing. So that sounds to me like a much better situation than we may have thought. And I think people are going to be shocked and surprised about that. In a weird way, man, I am curious to see what goes on in Dallas, bro. I really am. Because sooner or later, something's got to give, right? Like, you just got to figure it out and say, well, Mike's the problem, Dak's the problem, this, that, or the other's the problem. I want to see if the Eagles can repeat what they did, or was that a flash in the pan? Was that like a one-hit wonder, or is Jalen Hurts here to stay? And I personally think he is. I really do. You look at the NFC South. I think the only thing I'm looking for in that division is, can Carolina build on what they had going for them toward the end of the season? I think the Falcons are a disaster. I think New Orleans is probably a disaster. And I think Tampa is probably a disaster. You look at the NFC West. The question I have about our local team, right? I mean, look, how bad is it going to be? Like, being dead serious, how bad is it going to be for the Arizona Cardinals? The Los Angeles Rams, like, y'all took a year off, man, right? They took a year off. Staffy got hurt. They won the Super Bowl the year before, and they were a complete no-show, bro. San Francisco had all kinds of misfortune, but yet it was actually fortunate, right? Like, when you really think about it, they found the diamond in the rough, and Brock, he's so damn purdy. I mean, come on, man. And Seattle, you mentioned them last week. We were talking a little bit about this. You have a weird feeling. You think they might be better than people expect, and why not, man? I think they probably exceeded any and all expectations last year, right? So that's what I'm looking for in – And I guess, I mean, look, if I don't say I want to see the Detroit Lions be the Detroit Lions, I wouldn't be myself, okay? So all the hype on Detroit, slow down, people. Pump some brakes and chill. Let's see what happens with the Detroit Lions now that the expectations are a little bit different at this moment in time, right? Like, now they feel like they should be able to win. So it'll be interesting. That's kind of my take on the NFC. And I think, you know, like Ari was saying, the AFC is loaded, and I totally agree with him. I totally agree. The NFC on the other side, it's like, I think it's ripe for the taking, right? Like, you have a couple teams that were expecting to be better than the others, but then there's so many damn questions. Like, are the Green Bay Packers any good? Will the Carolina Panthers be any good? Who's going to emerge from the NFC West? It's probably San Francisco, but we don't know. Like, who out of the NFC East? I think we have a three-headed race, but maybe we don't, right? Like, so I kind of feel like, in the sense of the AFC, he's talking about it being loaded, and I totally agree. It is absolutely loaded. But the AFC, the NFC is loaded in a different way, where I think there's more parity. Okay, I think there's a lot more parity. So we'll see who can emerge from the parity. I gotta be honest, man. I'm looking for a disaster to happen for Aaron Rodgers in New York, man. I don't know if it'll happen, but I freaking hope so. Okay, like, I'm sorry. I don't wish bad on anybody, but I sure as hell ain't wishing good for him. Okay, I'm sorry, but if I told you I was, I'd be lying to you. So I kind of hope the season is tough. I kind of hope he realizes that he had it really, really good in Green Bay. And sometimes when you think is the grass is greener somewhere else, go water your own freaking lawn, Aaron. Okay. But I do think the AFC is absolutely loaded. It's going to be a lot of fun. We talked about Lamar. We talked about the Baltimore Ravens. We talked about Joey Big Game Burrow in Cincinnati. And you've mentioned Pittsburgh could be better than people think. I'm on Jacksonville this year, man. I want to see what Jacksonville can do. They really impressed me last year. And then that AFC East, bro, it's going to be a battle, man. I think any one of those teams could win the division, to be honest with you. And I know that there's some front runners, but don't put anything past Bill Belichick, man. I'm sorry. Don't do it. And then Josh Allen and the Bills back. Oh, that's going to be fun, man. That is going to be a fun division. So I think both sides have a lot of intrigue to them, Mike. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of intrigue on both sides. And you and me and Ari and anybody else would, you know, we absolutely agree that the AFC is absolutely loaded in terms of quarterback talent. Like, it's kind of one-sided a little bit right now.
For the first time in a long time, the team that I'm a fan of, the Miami Dolphins, have some expectations on them. And, you know, I kind of tread lightly with it because it's, you know, I'm a typical fan too. You take me outside of analyzing stuff. It's like, you don't want to talk about it. It's like Fight Club, the number one rule of Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. The same thing with Miami. Like, until they do it, they haven't done it. But they absolutely have the weapons. They have an adult in the room in terms of Fangio, in terms of the defensive coordinator and what he's going to try and do. And they got Jalen Ramsey now. But I am absolutely with you on the whole Jacksonville thing. Jacksonville, they went out and they spent money on talent to put around their quarterback. They got a coach who knows how to coach and not have co-ed dance on their lap in front of their wives or whatever. So, Jacksonville to me is just one of those teams. It's not the same old Jacksonville. You can't go down there. You can't take them on and just expect to win. You know, Trevor Lawrence is a legit QB now, and he's getting legit QB coaching, you know, from his guy, from his head coach. So Jacksonville to me, and then look, the opposite is true here where we live in Arizona. The only thing we know about the Cardinals is that they're probably already on the clock to draft Caleb Williams from USC as their next quarterback. I just think that's where they're headed. I think it's just going to be just a you-know-what kind of show here. And then, look, here's the other thing that we haven't really talked about. Where's DeAndre Hopkins going to end up? Like, is he going to end up in New England? Which I think would be great. Is he going to end up in Tennessee? I mean, that's a guy that has talent that I would love to have on my team, but for some reason he's kind of taking his sweet old time, and Dalvin Cook's kind of taking his sweet old time. And I know I mentioned last week, I think with Dalvin, it's like I don't want to go to training camp for the full amount of time and kind of rest my body a little bit, and then I'll figure out where I want to go. But, you know, there's a couple of big names right there that have to find a landing spot, and depending where they go, that can change the course of that team's fortunes.
I was going to ask you, man, I was noticing something that I saw about Dalvin Cook potentially going to the Washington Commanders. That right. Honestly, I'm telling you right now, man, people – I don't get this. I'm really scratching my head why Dalvin Cook is so available and why Nobody's really making a strong, serious push for this guy. He's a top five running back, people, when he's playing the game. So to me, this is something I am extremely intrigued on, and I'm scratching my head, bro. But how big could that be for the Washington Commanders to get – some stability in their backfield, man? Like, think about that. And why are not other teams trying to get this guy? I'm sorry, something doesn't make sense to me, Mike.
Right. You would think people would be tripping all over themselves to get their hands on a Dalvin Cook. You know, I mean, it's insane the amount of talent that guy has. I mean, he finds some open space on a football field. Done deal. Like, he's gone. Like, he's a guy that can take it to the house on any given play, any given running play. He has the threat, the home run threat of taking it to the house. So I'm with you in terms of why is this guy not signed? Why are teams, like I said, not tripping all over themselves to get them some Dalvin Cook? We'll see. And, you know, already talked about momentum changing in tennis, which if you're paying attention, it's kind of changing a little bit here with Joker. Football-wise, it's just going to be a fun season full of stories and intrigue and the whole thing, just like the NFL likes.
Absolutely, man. And to your point, Joker did get the break and now looking to go up 4-2 in the fourth set. We may be on our way to five beautiful sets of tennis today at breakfast at Wimbledon. And you know what? Who's really cheering for that right now? This guy right here, my friend. So we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do, people. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Got to thank our guests for today, John Poulter in hour number one, and then American sportscaster Ari Wolf in hour number two. Obviously, we talked about tennis with him. We talked about baseball with John, and we are live every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever the heck you might be in the world because we appreciate talking to you. Without you, like I've said so many times before, there is no reason for Mike and I to talk sports. So we truly appreciate and love all of you people that check us out. Mike, without further ado, brother, it's parting shot time. You are up.
Hey, my parting shot is get your soda and popcorn and just keep watching this Wimbledon final with the Joker and Alcaraz. It's truly just a classic to me right now. But
my second one, Andy, real quick. There is something in the water at Northwestern. They fired their football coach over bullying, yes. Toxic environment. They did the same thing to their baseball coach, toxic environment, bullying, all that kind of stuff. So, Northwestern, get your butt in gear and get your stuff figured out.
Well, what's weird is they showed that the head coach had no idea of what was going on, but yet they still fired him. So interesting how that played out. But I'm going to kind of piggyback you, my friend. Look, I'm a tennis guy, and I love watching great matches, and we have that with Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic, breakfast at Wimbledon here on a Sunday. I hope we get five sets. I think we will. And it's going to be amazing tennis. So, like you said, people, get that popcorn, get your soda, go enjoy yourselves, kick back on the couch, and watch some amazing tennis at Wimbledon. For Mike, for Robert, and our guests today, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.